Welcome to the CrossFace Podcast Series 2, Episode 1. We are at the SSW training facility in Bathgate with our big, nice big new ring. The room's a hell of a lot smaller for us now than it was the last time. Today, very special guest, we've got Dave Jeremy, the
corner GM.
That's the words I was looking for. I didn't want to drop any spoilers. That wasn't supposed to. So
it's all been public for a while.
Cool. And our very special guest is SSW's hot property, the bedbreaker, Caden King.
Usually we'll know that sooner or later. Yeah, Regal Rumble winner and number one contender for the SSW world title.
And former 24/7 hardcore champion.
Oh yes, that as well. Former 24/7 SSW hardcore champion.
Right,
one in a climbing frame.
I'll keep you right. So Caden, we'll shoot right in here. First question we can ask everybody is how, when, where and why? What's your first and earliest memory of wrestling?
Earliest memory would probably be I was flicking through the channels in Sky and went on to WWE and it was Candice Michelle versus Melina, brand panties. Mum told me I wasn't allowed to watch it again. Then I went to my friend's house and it was Bobby Lashley and John Cena. I think it was a press conference, something like that, before the Great American Bash. And I just thought these two guys are cool as anything. I wanted to see what comes from this. Ended up staying at my mates to try and stay up to watch the Great American Bash. Didn't, fell asleep. Found that John Cena won, I was happy and been into it since.
Alright. So that's why you decided you wanted to become a wrestler then?
It was just something like I've always been up on stage entertaining. Like, I've been on holiday, I'm always the one that wants to go up on stage, take part in entertainment at night. So I like that part of it. I like the fighting. Just, I don't know, it was just something that really clicked. Because when I was at school, I wasn't the most popular person. So people just watched that and seen a big group of different people. It was good, they just all came into one. So just something I really got into. But I was still playing football for most of my years. Got to the point, I just didn't really click with football anymore, and I just thought I'll try and get wrestling a shot. I'd been to SSW shows when I was younger, so I came along and it's just met great guys and it's clicked for me. It's amazing. So
how long have you been training then?
It'll be 2 years in September. I started and I think it'll be 2 years in November since my debut, if I'm correct. Regal Rumble, yes, that's good. Yeah, September I started. Started training there. Came back and forward from the sessions. I was a couple of months behind Ross and Paul, who had started, and I would just wanted to catch up with them so I could just do my own training classes with them. So I thought, get extra classes, try and work myself back up. And I think I got it. I think it was, I came in every day for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yep.
And I got caught up with them. I could start doing the classes with them, doing more classes, just me, Paul and Ross. So yeah, it was good.
I think at that point you and I had a couple where it was just the two of us in as well.
Yeah,
right near the start, because I'd only just come back. So aye.
So you're doing the same day, were you hammering the extra training?
Aye, at that point it was pretty much solid fitness for 3 months, because I was in fairly bad shape when I came back. So it took me a wee bit of time to get back into the swing, because I've been away for 2.5 years. So when you miss that much ring time, you just, the first time you take a back bump again after 2.5 years, you sort of get back off the ground, kind of slowly pulling yourself up with the ropes, going, why the hell do I do this to myself? So, aye, but Caden was a bit of a strange one, because it's no often that you'll see a guy come in train for only a couple of months. Okay, it was pretty much daily for a couple of months, but to get good that quick and still be confident. And he's been smashing it ever since. Whether we've tagged, whether we've fought each other, we've had some of my favourite matches have been against him. So
yeah, through Dalkeith,
that was a good one. Still one of them.
That was awesome.
Still one of the best.
Even though he cheated to win.
Aye, well, I had my brothers there, you know.
Yeah, it was them who cheated. Don't know, I'll not hold that against you forever.
Watch.
So you were saying you made your debut 2 years ago, is that right?
Yeah, it'd be 2 year in November. I debuted with GTA, Looking Sharp and Donny T. Came out as, I think it was more like a gimmick, Looking Sharp's Big Brother kind of thing. Got absolutely hammered off the Super Smash Bros. And made my entrance in the Regal Rumble after that. think I was in it 10, 12 minutes maybe. Aye. And that was me out, so.
I think you had a bit, a slightly longer run than I did, but neither of us were anywhere near as short as Butler's run.
Yeah.
His amazing debut.
Went in and went after the biggest man, punched him once, got launched.
DJ Rage wasn't in the mood to mess about that night, so he just grabbed him and hoied him over the top rope after smacking him in the bus.
It's kind of funny because we ripped the hell out of him for that. Never got it, he got it tight all the time. And now he's undefeated. So.
Do you still remind him of the Rumble then?
Yeah, we try, but he's got so much after that. Like,
he just waves a belt in our face and says undefeated, and you're like, ah,
yeah.
Aye. Then he goes, who beat you the other month? I'm like, G.I. Joe.
Just moved to New Zealand already.
Did he beat you this time, did he?
Aye, Joe beat me. Aye, hit me with a spanner. He's a lovely guy.
Aye. I bet him.
It's my first just ever match. It was a good match, really enjoyed it. Just didn't like the fact that he had not one but two spanners in these.
G.I. Joe was groups. Your first match? Is that what you said?
It was my first match with G.I. Joe, aye. It's the first I've ever wrestled him, so. He was kind of on a bucket list. Did I say it of opponents? I knocked another one off this
that
month
was
as well.
The same with me with G.I. Joe.
Yep.
Because I'd watched him in lots of hardcore matches. I loved the hardcore. So I was getting my match when I was defending the 24/7 title. And it was just.
Is that
no, I defended it twice.
Oh, twice? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm mistaken then.
Yeah. Get your facts right.
get the microphone if you want to talk.
Yeah, I defended it against Jonathan Richards. Defeated him, then it was G.I. Joe. That was an awesome match. Just. Battered the hell out of each other, and then 24/7 got took over after that, and I lost it to the Executioner.
It was aye. You'd just won your match, and the wee masked fella came out.
Assad came out first, I think it was. He started hitting me.
I was celebrating. A whole bunch of miscreants with weird masks on. Fuzz thought they all looked familiar. First, I think he was talking rubbish.
How would it, I know.
The Executioner tried to be funny, and Dave's finisher onto a whoopee cushion to make a farting noise, and it just exploded.
Nice.
Aye.
So, yeah, that wasn't very pleasant.
So, if anybody wants to know what the inside of a whoopee cushion looks like, ask you.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Kind of looks like the same as outside, but.
Way
just nay.
Talcum powder.
I made a mask out of it. Got holes in it running about.
It kind of looks like the scarecrow from Batman Begins, to be honest.
Yeah, more or less is that. Every time I hit some so.
I love how we always try to record a serious podcast and it just fuzz the bits every time.
It's a pastoral.
Nice. So you're going to know the.
I am going to Ibiza with the Caden King Army. So, both Caden King Army. That's
so, you, your mum.
No, it's his rabid followers who got turfed out three matches into the last show.
Is that all the three fellas that sitting on the kind of veranda, but sure, they didn't hand but cheer for you?
But it was six people.
Six of them,
six this time?
Yeah.
They gave me some beautiful chants at all.
Yeah, I think they're amazing.
Super F and Dave was one of them. I had to give them the wee wink of PG boys, you know.
Yeah, they were steaming, so they'll be at the next show.
I'll be the next show as well,
Good.
Well, I think the boss said we were coming to the next show, so I should be there.
Did she? Aye. She's good. She's good like that.
She did. Mario, you all right?
I'm fantastic here. I'm just just watching.
Questions? Right, fire away then.
Aye.
I'll
pass you the mic. You can just talk to Caden for a wee bit.
There you go. All
right. 2 years ago, you started your run in SSW, but what was your first event that you attended as a fan?
As a fan? Oof. That was been a way back. Couldn't even tell you. It was at the Whitburn Legion? Legion. Yeah. I think I'd actually just finished my trampoline wrestling with my friends after I won the World Championship belt. So after I won the World Championship belt, went to the SSW. I couldn't even tell you when it was. It was, I think I was about 11 maybe, and who was it? It was Muslim versus can't remember, hardcore match.
Is that Muslim that isn't El Papi Chico? Is that him?
Oh no, that's a different guy.
Right, cool.
Oh no, who was it? You really can't remember his name for the life of me, but I think it was when I watched that. I was, this looks cool as anything. Coming back to all the shows. But yeah, I think it was 2009 maybe, something like that. It was a really long time ago. I was still in primary school, but Dave's probably better at explaining that bit.
What, that you were in primary school? Kieran went to primary school.
That blows my mind. I'm baffled.
What did you do at 18? He graduated primary school 3 years ago, so he's doing well.
I'm 20.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Oof, rough paper round.
Well, to be fair, he is the handsomest man in the room.
Thank you.
Competition isn't exactly fierce, is it?
I know.
You said it, not me.
Mario.
Hi. Along with your first show, who was it locally that made you want to decide to be a wrestler?
Would have been Muslim, and at the time it was Ron Jeremy. I don't know, just something about Ron at the time. I think it's because he was underdog, smaller guy. Obviously I'm a small guy, and it was just this really cool thing about him. I don't know, something clicked, and it was Muslim, all the hardcore stuff, comedy side of it. I think I liked it because he wasn't too serious. He just had fun in the ring, and that's what I try and do, like have fun, feel like the fans have fun. So, but yeah, Muslim and Ron Jeremy. Nice. Straight away.
What was it that made you decide to come to and train at SSW over schools in other parts of Scotland?
To be honest, I didn't really know about all the other schools that existed in like Scotland about that. I really just didn't have a good knowledge of it. I just liked wrestling, and I knew Mr. W from coming to the shows, and it was just, plus it's easy, right next to me. I'm only 15 minutes down the road, so I knew obviously Murray over Facebook because he was from Falthouse as well, so I got a hold of him, and it's just clicked for there really, isn't it? So, but yeah, it was.
So anybody listening, basically what Caden's saying is he didn't care there was any other schools.
Nope.
So he came to SSW, but just for the purposes of actually promoting our school, Caden, we're a good school.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't.
Anyway, other people should come to our school, shouldn't they?
Yeah, definitely.
Caden? Yes.
No, it wasn't. I don't mean like that. It was just, I'd been to SSW shows. It was something that looked cool to me. And it's just, I don't know, it's just something about it. I felt like because it was different from WWE, it just looked like a local company trying to get themselves going. It just looked, I could really go places. I want to be a part of that.
So after you finished your kind of your initial period of training, and it was coming up to the time when you were working on kind of gimmicks and looks and things like that, was there anybody from when you'd been watching the WWE that you thought, that's the kind of wrestler I want to be, I want to look like him, I want to be like him in the ring, that's what I want to do?
Straight up, Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, straight away. I just thought he was awesome.
So is that the deal with the face paint then?
Yeah, I was going to go down that route, but it's just too much hassle really now with the face paint, plus I'm covering this. So, yeah.
Covering the moneymaker.
No, Jeff Hardy, it was just, I don't know, I think it was all the risk taking he done, yeah. High flying moves. I just thought, that's absolutely awesome. You always felt that excitement when he came out, the adrenaline, just right getting the crowd going. And I just thought, oh, that looks absolutely amazing.
So you kind of based your, do you base your in-ring style then on Jeff Hardy, or was it just something that's what made you?
I try and base some stuff, like, I think I used to do the Swanton as my finisher, but now it's RKO, but it's, more or less, his charisma he brings to the ring,
right,
and the entertainment at all, it's just, yep, when he was in the ring, you're always on the edge of your seat watching what's going to happen next. Yep. Excited to see him coming out, so that's what I was wanting to do.
Fair enough. Obviously, minus all the smack.
Yeah, yeah. I've cut that out now, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, it was just his in-ring ability and charisma. It was just, I stood out millions.
Mario, as you were.
Okay. So, at the SSW training facility, has there been any one specific trainer that's kind of taken you aside and kind of pushed you in the right direction for your training methods or your ring style?
Yeah, I would say Murray, Muslim. Just, I think his knowledge of wrestling's amazing, to be honest. He always gave me the best advice about how to work the crowd, what to do after hitting a big move, and selling and everything. And it just seemed he put lots of stuff into perspective for me. Like when I came to start wrestling, I was close a bit, I was just a fan. But then he told me all this different stuff. He always helped me out, like taking time with his own hands to come and help me. So I was prepared to get back. But yeah, all the stuff he taught me, I think that's what helped me get my debut so early. And because I think it's because I've spent that much time, you've seen how much I wanted it and how much effort I was going to put into doing it. So I think that's why I got my debut as well, because they've seen how hard I was trying for it. So if it would give me the chance, then yeah, I think I've done well when I got my chance. I think that's why I've been doing what I've been doing since. So,
how long after you stopped, like you started the training, did you get your debut?
Two months? Yeah.
Really?
It was 2 months, yeah. Started in September training and made my debut in November.
That's what I was touching on earlier, because we've got people in the school who've been here for over 2 years, still haven't debuted, and it's no slight on them, it's just there's certain things that need work.
Different horses for different courses.
That's it, you never know. Like I say, it's really rare for somebody to get a debut after 2 months.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it in the slightest. No,
it kind of worked. There was a setup and stuff, and there was a few years debuting the same night, so it made sense. But to then, because the same thing happened, I was initially only meant to be back for the Regal Rumble as my one-off and never wrestle again kind of thing. And then the bug kind of bites, and I think me and Caden have been on pretty much every show since then.
Yeah, so. Everyone, yeah. I think it was more or less, I got my character down really fast.
Aye.
I wanted to be, I was a wee arrogant, cocky kind of person. And I think I could have got better at it, but I had the charisma, I had the confidence, as Dave said earlier on, just to go out and just go for it. Plus it was something that, because I wanted to do it since I was younger, it was when I took it, when I got the opportunity, I was like living the dream kind of thing. This is awesome. I'm out doing what I wanted to do.
Yeah, it was kind of cool because your character kind of, you started off sort of kind of anti-hero. Fans were, I don't know how to describe it, they just didn't see you as somebody that they should be booing. And pretty quickly it was kind of,
it's because of the moneymaker, Dave.
That's it, right.
I did say that from the beginning, though. I didn't like being heel. It just wasn't me. Like, I didn't need to be a bad guy.
It kind of changed quickly, and it wasn't anything that, like, you know, no one decided that you were just going to suddenly be a good guy. Just the fans kind of pushed you in that direction. That
yeah,
was,
and then when I worked with them, it just clicked, really.
That's what was cool about it, because we had our tag matches and there was a bit of friction, and at the end of it, you were getting kind of sort of almost kind of sympathetic cheers, and whereas I was getting booed at the bloody building. So
the same, I had my match with Muslim for the hardcore title. He was a top face, and I got to the point they were booing him because what he was doing to me, and I was getting the sympathy cheer. So
did you enjoy being a heel at your time?
At the time I was just grateful for doing anything. Like, I would have took anything, but I knew I wanted to be a face because I knew I could do that, and I just didn't feel comfortable coming out and bad-mouthing people. It's just not me, really, to do it. So when I was coming out, I was feeling bad and that, doing stuff, and I was just, I think you could kind of see it sometimes when I wasn't fully committed to working in the
just
crowd.
Just holding something back?
Yeah, I just never had that, and then to shout at the crowd and get in their faces. I've just never really been like that. I'd like to say I'm a quiet guy sometimes, but David probably disagree on that. It's just not in me to go out and be abusive or angry towards anybody. So
you're just, I think you're just a bit too flashy to be booed, really. That's what it came down to. Your style and everything just didn't really, the fans didn't want to boo you, they wanted to cheer you.
Yeah, there was even times when I was doing it by accident, if the crowd maybe cheered me a wee bit.
Yeah, you were playing it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, shouting at them, thanks and that.
Yeah.
To get the wee sneaky high five when I'm going out and everything's good. I just loved all of that. That was amazing.
Fans changed your finisher as well. You should tell that story. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was at a gala day. I was getting ready to face Dave Jeremy, the man himself. I remember me and him, it was we opened that show, didn't we? Yeah.
You were up first. Yep.
And when we went out, the fans booing Dave, cheering me. I think this is me, I was getting one of my first chances as a face. And they're all chanting RKO, RKO. And I remember me and Dave, the finish was supposed to be Swanton Bomb. And I'll
no,
go straight
no, was they? You got lucky.
And they were just chanting RKO, RKO. And I went for that and it just clicked in, so.
I landed right on my nose. It was unexpected, but.
So what do you call it?
Out of nowhere.
What do you call your finisher?
RKO.
Just the RKO.
Yeah, I was
very original.
I've never heard that before.
I thought the diamond cutter would have been better, but that's personal preference.
I was going to get something like the KKO, something like that. Yeah, I was going to call it the Caden King knockout, but I think when I had a big move and I shout for the RKO, it gets the reaction from the fans, they know what's going to be coming. So I think that works as well to get them on my side. So I can hear a really quiet match. If I shout RKO, it's going, the place will start going for it.
Yeah, or the kids will go nuts.
Yeah, so it works that bit as well for them.
I personally think you should go with something totally original, like the Walls of Jeremy. That's in no way not original.
There's nobody in WWE called Jeremy, so see what you mean.
But it's very true. Nobody in WWE called Jeremy, and probably never will be, hopefully.
Plus, let's face it, Jeremy Borash doesn't have enough money to come at you. So.
Aye, there's no way I'm getting signed, mate. Stop laughing at that, Kanan.
I wasn't laughing.
I saw that smile.
Oh, he was laughing at a joke I told him earlier.
That's
fine.
Oh, that's fine. I'll let you away with it.
Dave was going. Jeremy was going to send WWE.
Stop laughing at Ron. He's not here. Mario's just trying to find his next question. So you got that excited.
Data's loading.
You got that excited about Caden's chat.
Data's loading.
He's got it in a Word document, mate. He's not even got data anymore.
I always keep it on my phone. Don't worry. Don't worry.
Yeah, so do I.
So, your debut was at the Regal Rumble, and you said that you came out as a part of GTA. Who was it you were facing?
It was the Super Smash Bros. At the time, yeah. Max, Mayhem, Muslim and Brandon Adams. I think it was an open challenge. Well, no, that's a lie, actually. It was possibly for the tag team titles, but GTA had that in their heads. The only reason they lose is because it's free on two. So, Lou brung me out to try and even the odds. And the match lasted a full 1 minute. And yeah, we got bet. Yeah. That was really it. There's not really more to the story. We got our ass handed to us. Then I came out later on in the Regal Rumble. That was me when I was out in my full gear this time. This is more or less just me trying to get my confidence up, fighting in the ring. I think it was, I could nail the entrance. Then once I got into the ring, I kind of froze a wee bit. Like struggling what moves to do. Like it was actually Max and Muslim I worked with, and they just chopped hell out me in the corner. Yeah, so I was questioning if I wanted to do wrestling at that point.
That was you paying your dues for freezing.
Oh, that was horrible. It was, got in the corner and they just sat me.
Not a pleasant moment.
Oh no, no, wasn't it one of my most memorable ones? I'd like to forget it as you bring it back. I'm a bit emotional now. yeah, no, that wasn't nice at all. But yeah, got chucked out. I think it was 10 minutes into the match. Didn't last very long. But as I said, I just enjoyed my opportunity to get out, and I got it that early. So I was just appreciated that I got the two opportunities. I didn't just get one shot, and then I got two. So not much people can say that.
He had a driver's license and ring gear. It's pretty much
standard.
It's not the day we use.
I wasn't very proud of my ring gear at the time. Zebra print pants, fluffy boots.
That was amazing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Other pictures.
Oh, you'd like that.
Yes, there is. There are. Yeah, there's still pictures of it. It sucked wearing them. It just
is really that your pajamas now?
Yeah, it's like my onesie. You know, I feel like Chewbacca when I wear it, so it's that like a headache.
Hey, summer down.
Anyway,
wrestling. We went full Chewy.
Caden, what do you prefer? Do you prefer working singles matches or tag teams? You've said that you've done quite a few, or do you kind of like the your rumbles and stuff, multi-mans?
I do prefer single matches, I think, because I think just all the focus is on you and this guy fighting whoever it is you're facing off against. I really like a single match. Now and again, yeah, I'd like a tag team match or rumble, triple threat, something to mix it up, so it's not just single match, but I love just working single matches because I can get my stuff in. I can do what I want to do in that. So I don't know, it's just, I had a triple threat at the last show there with Brandon Adams and Lucian Maynard Smith. And that was awesome. It was just because we got something different, triple threat, and got to work different things. Me and Brandon had a couple of tag team moves, double moves. Just really fun. It was good to change it up a bit for the single matches that I'd been having. And I think the last tag team match I had before that was with Bingo Balance to face Butler and Kid Fight. So yeah, I do like a change now and again, so it isn't just the routine singles match all the time, but single match my favourite.
How many matches you got under your belt?
I counted it the other day actually. I think it's in its 50s now. 50s, 60s, right. Something like that.
Who on the British circuit then is your favourite opponent?
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams?
Yeah, it was...
Second said you went to the next question, so...
Yeah, that was absolutely awesome. Like, I was starstruck when I met him, anything, because I remember just watching him. I was like, right, I'm going to go and speak to him. Speak to him now. And he walked past. I was, hi. That was it.
Has Doug Williams been somebody that you've watched, like, in the past? Yeah, I mean, he's a master of what he does.
Oh, it's, I remember when it was Murray that came up to me. No, it was Murray and Dave. And they're like, yeah, Doug Williams is coming to this show. She was facing him. I was like... Kind of brought back at all.
Aye.
That's going to be awesome. Couldn't wait to meet him.
So obviously it must make you feel good and the your ability and the things that you've like achieved in the last couple of years and came as far in the last couple of years that you'd be facing somebody. I mean, let's face it, he's probably one of the biggest exports that the UK's had in the last 10 years, if not more.
That's what's kind of brought back at all. Like everybody could have faced. It was me who got to face him.
Yep.
So I was like, in the short time I've been doing it, and I got to face somebody like him. I was like. Nervous as any before the match, like, absolutely crapping myself, panicking. But I think it's good to be nervous.
Well, sitting where I was sitting, we thoroughly enjoyed the match.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great wee match. Did Doug have anything to say to you afterwards? Did he?
Yeah, he complimented me after it. That's what I was really happy about. He brought me backstage and he spoke to me. He says there was a couple of bits of the match that he changed around, but I didn't lose a step or that. He says I've done well with my fight backs. He says I've got good potential. He thinks good things will come from me, so that was amazing to hear of him.
Well, to hear something like that from somebody who's done it all, really.
Yeah, that's what I was just sitting, because that on panicky way, I've made a mistake, I've done this, I shouldn't have done that. Went back and he just says, no complaints about you. I don't know if he said anything to Dave, like if there's anything I could improve on or what. Not sure about that, but...
You'd have been murder sitting in the pub way after that, though. Did I tell you this guy, is it to tell you what Dougie boy said about me? Me and my mate Doug.
I still sit so proud of it, like something like that said it to me.
So you should be. As you say, you're 20 year old, it's quite a big achievement.
Yeah. I think after he gave me the compliments, that's when I was really like thinking, right, I could do good at this.
Yep.
For a time I was thinking like I'll just keep on doing what I'm doing. That might be that.
So did you I was
happy with that, don't get me wrong. But I was like happy with just being able to go and do matches.
Yep.
After he said that, I was a wee bit more belief in myself, like, I could maybe really be good at this.
So but up until that, did you just feel as if you were just kind of going through the motions then? You were just, Dave's shown me I've got a match this week, I'll just go to training and we'll do the match, and then that's just, it's give you that kick up the backside
to
push yourself even further now then?
It's a weird one, like, I was loving just coming out in front of the fans and like getting the reaction I got off them, but I thought like it would have just been, I'll stick to SW and get a wee shot, W3L, BBW, something like that, but after the compliments for him and what he says to me, I was thinking, like, maybe I could get my name out there now.
Yep.
Like, people might start knowing me, and that's when I was like, I could really make something of this. Yeah. Getting that more belief in myself to say, right, confidence is again, it was put my confidence right up.
Well, that's the thing, I mean, you don't know about that, but it had been noticed how well you were doing before all this, you know. And
I didn't know about any of
it. We're not going to come and tell you, are we? Aye, by the way, you're doing great, and then suddenly you're an ego. And
I know what you mean. That's fair enough.
And you're a nightmare to work with.
Suddenly your matches starts thinking, and exactly. Your matches are great.
I'm hitting hundreds of RKOs because I can. 13 in a match, that's too many. Two is probably too many.
But Brock Lesnar can do 86 suplexes. I want to do 86 RKOs.
Exactly. If you're the size of Brock Lesnar, nobody's got to argue with you. Let's be honest. We'd noticed anyway. And the Doug Williams thing, when we pitched it to him to wrestle Doug, he kind of almost did a standing backflip. He got that excited about it. It was kind of cool. Then, of course, on the same night, Butler wrestled Bubblegum, and that was...
Oh, phenomenal.
I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you a lazy trainer? When you're training in the facility, do you get a bit lazy, or are you...
I think I can at times. It's just depends on if I'm rough or not. No, I wouldn't have, I don't think I would have said it was lazy, because I always made it up. I think if I missed a session, I would be asking, can I come in later on, because I've went and missed this.
See, I kind of shot myself in the foot, because my plan was to say to you, so do you think you're a lazy trainer? And you were going to go, no man, I do this, then ask Steve the same question, for him to say, well...
Yeah, I don't lie.
He works harder than most.
Right.
So, can he say he's lazy
Yeah, no, it's like now and again, my timekeeping's atrocious. I always see if I'm sleeping, my alarm goes off. I'm like, right, get up now. End up sleeping later. But if I do that, I'll probably stay later. Or say, I went and missed the session. Can I come in for our next session later on? to make it up, because I don't want to fall behind. I don't want to just in the same place. I want to keep him like progressing, getting bigger and better. Well, better, because I'm never going to get taller than a bloody puff.
You beef out a wee bit, but that's about it.
But I love going to the gym, you know. Absolutely love it. I can't stay away from it.
So were you doing, you hitting the weights or?
Yeah, just want to build muscle. Just suppose that I always like look, I'm a wee guy, it's not going to look cool being muscly and everything.
Yep.
I always thought it looked stupid, then Matt Cross turned up and I was like, whoa.
He's just a walking ball of muscle, isn't he?
That looks awesome, and he's smaller than me.
Well, see, there's one of the guys in the GPWA just now, is it Kiffy West? I think his name is, and he is probably roughly, I would say he was smaller than you,
mm-hmm.
but he's the muscle in this guy is ridiculous, yeah. So it doesn't look that bad. As bad as you thought in your own head, did you know what I mean?
Like when I was, before I started wrestling, I was really skinny from my football.
Right.
So I had all the muscles in that, but...
when
I started here, it was Murray that says to me, like, you have to get a wee bit beefier because it's not going to be believable, a wee skinny guy like you beating everybody. So I was like, right, no problem, put the weight on easy. And getting the muscle back's hard.
don't I know it. I
absolutely love going to the
gym. I don't
know
what you're saying, Dave, you're a supreme athlete.
Aye. There's muscle under the fat somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Dave go to the gym a lot, like doing sessions that with each other. I might go and take Brandon with me, a wee MJ.
See, I tend to go, I'm on the powerlifting route now, whereas they do a lot of sort of high rep stuff, which is kind of more about conditioning and
building muscle.
Sort of quickly building muscle, whereas mine is all about building strength. So you can physically see the differences in Caden in particular, and Murray as well, actually. He's been rattling the gym and getting himself back into good shape.
Gym.
Whereas with me, I still just look like a fat guy who occasionally goes and does some squats. So you just kind of got to accept.
But then, David, it's the strongest men.
That's it.
It's got to be good for you though, training with the smaller guys, because that'll complement your. Obviously, you're saying you're doing the heavy lifting and that, but the fact that you're gymming it with the younger guys, the fitter guys, you're more likely to pick up on their. Cardiovascular routines, which is obviously is going to help you long term.
It's weird because I think up until I started at the gym, most of the guys I'd wrestled on shows or anywhere, in fact, were usually weird guys.
Yeah.
And then since I started going to the gym, I think everybody that I've wrestled in the last 2 or 3 months, with the exception of G.I. Joe, really,
mm-hmm.
has been roughly the same size or bigger. So you got Reynolds, Joey Legend, even Saqib's quite a well built laddie. He's no.
Yeah,
he's not huge, but he's in cracking shape.
He's legs as well, though.
I've not really been the guy that's been doing the throwing. Is that when I wrestled Jonathan Richards?
Did you sell a tape on me the turnbuckle again?
He was still there at the start of the show. Some laddies up for any cost.
Yeah, he was like
got me DQ'd against. Well, Nathan got DQ'd against me, and we ended up having a tag match. But so it's kind of weird, but I found. It was really strange wrestling Joey Legend, because first thing I thought, I was about to hit the Michinoku driver on him. I thought, he's a big lad, I don't know if I'm going to be able to lift this, and it felt ridiculously easy.
Yeah,
now, that's as much in part to the fact that he's phenomenal, you know.
Well,
but just even lifting him up, really feeling like I was struggling. And then Nathan Reynolds, the same. Nathan's, I mean, he's probably, sorry if you listen to this, Nathan, he's probably a couple stone heavier than I am. He's about 6 inches taller than me. So when I hit him with both the Michinoku and the D-bone, I was quite surprised that I was able to get him up for them. But
come on, you managed to suplex me.
I did. I'd say you're heavier than Nathan.
Thanks.
No, a slight, you're a big boy.
I know, thanks. I'm saying thanks.
Thanks.
So Doug Williams, he's your benchmark then now. So the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Your best match. Who... in the UK scene, would you like to see yourself fighting in the future? Because let's face it, the British market is phenomenal. There's talent in every city you go to just now. Is there anybody out there that you see just now and you think, here, I'd like to get in the ring with him?
Bubblegum.
Aye.
After seeing his match with Butler,
yeah.
That just looks awful.
Funny enough, the weekend we were through for his match against Butler, the week after he fought in Motherwell, and he was a heel there, but he's phenomenal.
Aye.
I'd love to do a face match with him.
He got the crowd going. I mean, it was his first time in SSW. Aye,
really nice guy as well.
And he managed to get the crowd pumped. The crowd were firmly behind him.
Well, we've got him. He's definitely back for at least one more date this year.
Yep.
He's somebody that we're trying to get get in as often as we can. He's class.
Yeah.
And he's going to be doing a training seminar this time. He didn't the last time because he took the fight with Butler with 2 days' notice because it was meant to be Kenny Williams and he got called on tour. So he had to drop out. And Bubblegum was the last minute.
Yeah,
I sort of messaged him on the off chance and he was available because his weekend he was meant to be working somewhere else and it had fell apart. So, but for the next booking, I've had to get him like 5-6 months in advance because that's how good he is. So. Mm-hmm.
As what I was saying, even though it was his first time here, first time fighting for you, he's very good at getting the crowd firmly behind him. And then on the flip side of the coin, he was also just as good as getting the crowd on his back.
I've seen videos of him.
I've seen him work as a heel.
It's weird seeing that.
It's a talent, though. It really is. It's a talent.
It's mad how you can get them hating him so much, but yet loving him so much.
Depending on what side of the street you're on.
Honestly, Bubblegum's like one of the few UK people that I'm choking to see wrestle live. I've seen.
Have you now? You not seen him?
I've never. I've
seen him live.
I've had lucky. Bubblegum, the stuff in PCW is phenomenal. Like you're saying, the heel stuff, the amount of heat that such a small guy can get, fantastic. And then he'll come up the road for BCW. This is from DVDs I've watched, and the crowd love him. Some guy can get the crowd swinging.
He came out in Motherwell with the three lions on the back of his trunks. And started singing God Save the Queen. So that was a good start for him.
Oh, aye.
You see like pictures of him on Facebook and that, and when he's doing heel, he legit looks evil.
He really does.
Yeah, he really looks does. Evil.
It's kind of he's got the old school sort of facials down to a T, and again, it's kind of a lost art.
Yeah, lovely talking to him backstage. Sitting, aye. Good conversations with the guy.
You could tell just sort of 5 minutes of sitting in the dressing room talking to him that he's again forgot more about wrestling than I've ever known, and something that you want around. So he'll be back. So Matt Cross will be back.
Okay, then you touched on Matt Cross. What was so special? How was he backstage?
Really nice guy. The seminar when we done with him, his partner's absolutely unreal. Some of the stuff he was coming out with, it's just, he doesn't mean to be funny.
Yep.
One of the ones, he'll just be speaking and you're trying to hold your laugh in sometimes. But backstage, I think, once I got out to being around with him at the end, when I came out and argued Kid Fight, but even watching his match before that, it was just a big up tempo match. Just everything was flashy, some of the cool stuff he can do, and I was just like, oof, that's awesome. And I don't know, it's just something really stood out about him.
Yeah, see, I had the privilege of seeing him fight twice that weekend as well. I saw him fight at SSW and then I saw him fight Demo
on the Sunday night.
And the match was phenomenal.
I've only seen highlights, so I've not seen the full match.
Seen some of the flippy stuff he'd done.
He was still doing it. He was still doing the high spots, flying.
Yeah. I don't think he'll ever lose that.
No. It's almost as if it's one of the things you just can't teach as well. Do you know what I mean? It's either you've got it or you've not.
You've said about all the gymnastics.
He was talking about how he did the gymnastics. That's a big part of how he's in the kind of the sort of physique and whatnot that he's got. It's just years of training yourself to be that, but his seminar was something entirely different to anything we've had, because I mean Doug Williams came over and he wanted to teach about the kind of the intricacies of how to make things just look that bit tighter, that bit more realistic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, trying not to use terms like that, but Matt Cross basically came in and said, right, WWE are doing global cruiserweight series and stuff like that. He says there's probably a handful of folk in here. I think there's about 15 to 20 doing the seminar. He says, there's probably a handful of you that will want to go for tryouts at some point. So what we're going to do, he says, I'm going to take you through all the exercises that we did in all the tryouts. Some of them were tough going, but hell of a lot of fun. You wouldn't think that doing that kind of... It's stuff that we would probably use in training from time to time.
Yep.
You didn't think about it, but they're heavy into a lot of the stuff that... And it's all about ring position. It's how quickly you can nail these
things. Down to the basics.
So we had like wee contests and everything, and I think you were one of the faster ones, especially at the set goes.
Yeah.
And Paul did really well in them.
Yeah, he won them.
Wee J Smalls, who's he's one to watch. By the way, I need to mention him because he's
Big upcomer.
Yeah, he's going to be really good.
Was that the wee boy in red?
Aye,
he's went to the same school as
aye. He's really little, which is possibly going to be the biggest hindrance to his career is his physique. But he's in ring works
smooth
class,
as anything. Like, his connection with the fans was amazing, and I think he appreciates it so much.
Aye,
and I think it's still like the kind of inner laddie in him living his dream, getting to come out and. Yep. Wrestle in front of people.
Then you've got to remember you were there not that long ago as well. So do you see a lot of yourself in him then? Do you take him aside? And
can't you see that when he was away for a while? He was here before I started, right. But then he left for a long time and he came back after I'd started and he didn't get it easy. Like, they made sure, like, you're starting from the beginning, you're only starting from where you left off. He got it tough.
So is he one of the kids that started when he was.
Aye, he, when I trained the first time and when we did the Prince David seminar. He wrestled a 2-minute match with Brandon Adams, who again was just kind of starting out at that point. And everybody in SSW, me included, and no shame in saying this, the only ones that got praised for Devitt backstage to the powers that be at the time were Wee Jay and Brandon.
Aye.
And it was well deserved as well because the match was tremendous.
Brandon Adams, the kid with the purple hair.
Aye. Aye. The only annoyance was that the match that they had put together was like a set sort of sequence, aye. And myself and Law Kane were meant to do the exact same thing and had to stand there and go, oh no, and changed everything at the last second. And then I had possibly the worst spear ever, and it was shameful.
But you see, like,
it was my first ever match.
When Wee Jay came back, as I said, he got it tough, but fair play to him, he took it. Just aye. Took it well when he was
what
like,
age, what age is he now?
18
now?
He just
took 18. It so well when he was I want to do this, and because he took all the grief and that for a while, he's getting so much opportunities now, and he's owning it when he's getting the chance. If you're coming to this show, you'll see him.
Yep.
And you'll see how he just comes out and he'll get the crowd going, he'll own it.
Funnily enough, you've got this habit of answering the questions that we're going to ask you before we ask them. So basically the next question was who in SSW just now is or want to watch. So
Wee Jay Smalls. Right now some of the fans might not think that, but like we know what he can do. Aye. And once he starts being able to show it, once he starts getting to do his own things and shows, they'll see it and fall in love with him. Like,
I'm going to get a slightly different answer purely because we've already mentioned how good Wee Jay is.
Yeah.
But there's a boy who's just kind of started reffing for us, but he's been kind of training on and off for about 8 months. Lad called Andy, who's just kind of finding his groove and everything like that. Yeah. But I've got a funny feeling when it clicks for him, he's going to be good.
You've got lads like Lewis and Luke as well.
Aye, they debuted at the charity show. Yeah. They're both 14.
Luke's got his character. Luke came out and I was physically hating him.
Benedict Thatcher.
I was saying to myself, you arrogant wee git.
Benedict Thatcher.
But it's the same, you've got lots of good trainees. Wee Courtney, she's going to be so good. Got Samantha, Ava, Sean, they're all going
to take
off. It's just, but yeah, I know what you mean by Andy. I agree with you on that.
It's a very, very young group we've got there now, which is the reason you haven't seen so many of them, because they're a young bunch. You know, your
age range is there
between
got,
13 and sort of 19. But the whole crop of them should be really good by the time they're.
Yeah, they just go for it. And
how big is your pool just now?
Trainees. Yeah. Well, if you include the likes of me and Caden and stuff, there's over 30 now.
Right.
That's the need for the second facility. Yeah. The second facility is kind of like the finishing school for the guys who are just about ready
they
to
want
go.
To work
is
towards.
Is it warmer than in here?
It's right behind Pizza Hut, though, so it smells amazing all the time.
Training, get what I mean? You're like you've got a pizza running in front of you and you're trying to catch it.
Yeah, you're running the ropes, all you can think about is.
Yeah, I look like the kind of guy that thinks about pizza, to be honest.
Pretty much, mate.
Aye, I'm thinking about a pizza then.
Me too, man, it's fine. We're off
the
race.
Deliver it.
Here, that would have hit us right up. It would have lasted 2 minutes, but a spicy chicken on that chair.
It's kind of the same when we
had him. We can go afterwards.
It's kind of the same when we had like the wee SW night out. G.I. Joe was like, I'm going to order a pizza. And he went, who wants a slice? Abdi wanted a slice, and he was sitting on an empty box. He went and bought another pizza
for
everybody.
He should have been because the 4-in-1 do the big 23-inch pizzas that are like
was
the big cardboard.
He paid for this pizza.
Square
we ate it all, and he thought, right, I'll buy a bigger pizza if Dels can hear it again. And it was just massive, the size of the ring there. Like,
I was the only nice one that didn't take a bit of his pizza.
I bought just because
his chips and his piccola, the way.
No, I never had any cheap butt.
Me and Joe end up fighting that night into. It was a Munchie Box match. and I'm sure I body slammed him right into Munchie Box. He was raging.
I'm not surprised. I'd have been raging.
I body slammed him into it again. Mayonnaise everywhere.
Oh, nightmare.
He got sconed in the head with a tub of what I think was either garlic sauce or mayonnaise.
It was quality.
We had to clean the canvas after that one.
I can imagine.
Saucy.
Wow. And I actually managed to go that way. That place again. Beautiful. So, where do you see yourself? That's a horrible question to ask, but where do you see yourself in the next, I don't know, the next 5 years?
I like to think my name's out there. Obviously WWE, that was the main goal straight away, but right now, the way I'm looking at it, I just want to get my name out there.
Yep.
The way we can look at somebody like Bubblegum, or get him up, he's really good.
Yeah,
it can be like me, like get Kane to come here, we can form to come book him here.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing if I could do that. But main goal, obviously, WWE, that'd be amazing to get there. Even if I've got a wee chance. It's...
I almost forgot. Yous have been doing quite a bit in the community recently. Yous have had like a couple of kind of not open days, but like fets and things like that. You've got another few coming up, is that right? You've got one coming up?
We've just done one. We just did one in last month for the food banks.
Yep.
We raised £212 for the food banks now, and it was just in a wee hall in Blackburn. Yep. We've got one on June 4th, which I think is 1 year. That's for cancer research in Blackridge. It sold out already. 150 tickets gone for that one.
That was sold out really quick.
I think the headline match for that, you've got Dylan Angel, who's an up-and-comer, against Kid Fight for the SSW. Championship, so Kane, you might know Kid Fight, mate, to be honest. The way Dylan's gone,
Dylan's really good.
He's class.
He's so good. Really nice guy as well.
We've got that. One or two others coming as well, so that'll be on the go soon.
Nice one. Kane, you were invited back into your old school recently.
Yeah.
What was that for?
We were talking to some kids that were in there. They've got learning difficulties, like confidence issues and everything. And it was basically, obviously, Miss McKenney, as I would call her, obviously came to the show, asked me to come along because she knew what I was like at school.
Yeah,
I was the shy type, wasn't really confident myself, I got bullied a lot. So I've always been that way since I got bullied. I've always wanted to be there for people that have been bullied.
Yeah.
Because it's a horrible feeling. But to go back and like speak to these lads, great bunch of lads, they're really quiet, but see when you got them going, they're funny as anything, some of them, really funny.
Yeah.
And you could see how much they could do, like some things, what they're really passionate about, but they don't talk about it because they've not got the confidence, they've been picked on a lot.
Yep.
So it was me and David went back, just spoke to them about the wrestling, tried to give them tips about confidence. I just spoke about me, I said I would never have seen myself wrestling in tiny speedos in front of hundreds of people when I could barely go and walk out at lunch at school. So... But yeah, that was brilliant, getting to go back to school, seeing all the teachers. They all recognised me as well, so it was really weird seeing all the teachers and that. And when Miss Game one of the wins, I was suddenly like listening. I just, when she shouts, she shouts. She shouted at one of the wins, I was like, oh. Straight attention, was just back up. Oh, sorry, what did I do? But yeah, that was amazing.
You find it really rewarding?
Yeah, it was really good that I could go back. And because even when I was at school, I was the one that was sitting in the class and there was people coming and speaking to us about confidence issues. And you sat and you're like, yeah, didn't really think it would come from it, but from having that to being the person coming back and speaking, that was amazing. I was really honoured that she asked me to come back. But I think it's because she knew what it was like when I was in school.
Yeah. So now... Fighto, let's talk about Kid Fight.
Kid Fight.
It's been the elephant in the room since we started.
Yeah.
Mario.
Aye. February 20th, I believe, you were supposed to have your shot against him. And, well, what can I say?
Yeah, it got took away, didn't it?
Aye. As quick as that.
Yeah, it was something, the minute I won the Regal Rumble, I knew February was going to be the time I was getting my match. Really working towards it. Trying to get myself really pumped up for it, physically, mentally, really training, just wanted to get everything down so I had every chance. Obviously when I got out, Pete attacked me and it was gutting, like, so I was really looking forward to it and it got took away. But I knew after speaking to Dev I'd get it again, get my shot. I think he announced it on social media, Twitter, and Kid Fight, next time Kid Fight's back in SOW, I'll get my match, and he's going to be back on the 25th of June. And at the same time, even though I got my opportunity took away from me, I'm kind of grateful, because it made me want to try harder, made me want it more, want to fight more. I just wanted to work harder. I had longer to get better as well, and obviously face bigger guys. I might not have got to face Doug Williams if I never if got that took away from me. So, yeah, that was. So I'm kind of grateful that it happened, because it's gave me more opportunities and more time to get better and more potential now.
Do you think you were ready for him at the time, like mentally?
Yeah, I'd got myself ready for it and that. Really prepared myself. Was really wanting to put in a good match. I'd in my work, like thinking away what I could do, how I could win, whatever I could do and all that. And no, I think about it the way I feel now. At the time, it kind of looked like maybe I wasn't ready, because the way I'm feeling now, I'm so much more determined. I'm just want to really get in and get it done. But I don't know, it's a weird one, because at the time I had it, I was ready. I was ready to face him, but now I'm more ready, if you know what I mean. But
are you prepared for anything that he's got in store for you? Any maybe cheap exits out?
Well, you know what he's like. We'll see what happens, though. I'm just going to go in, everything I got. All I can really say to him is, don't underestimate me. Don't think you can walk into the match, walk in and walk straight back out. Doug Williams might have thought that, and after it, he didn't. He said that straight after it. And who knows, he might, kid fight might even think that at the end. But I know I'm going to go in with everything I've got. I'm planning just getting the roof, getting blown off the place, just really taking it to him. I would say I'm ready for everything he's got to give to me. I'm prepared because I know what his fighting style is. I've watched videos, I've seen him, I've watched his matches, so I know what he's like. But at the same time, I've not been in the ring with him. I've had a bit of a tag team match with him, and he got the better of me most of it, but I RKO'd him at the end of it. And every other time I've been in the ring with him, I've RKO'd him. He's not done anything to me yet, so I might get a third time lucky, and it's for the title. But yeah, I've determined to go in there with everything I got, and if it comes to the worst, I don't win the title. I plan on still walking out proud of myself, that I've gave everything I got, that I put in a good match. Even at the end, if you could be like unlucky, but fair play for what you done, it'd be really good hearing it from him as well, because kind of take it away from him, he's one of the best Scotland's got to offer. He's so good. I love watching some of his matches, and but yeah, once I go 1-1 with him, hopefully he can see what I've got, that I'm not just another trainee, I've got something special. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. I always like to hear people have nice words for, like, their peers. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't take it away from him. Like, so much respect for the guy, for what he's done. He's the size of BBW and everything, that, all the wrestling skills he's got, where he goes, what he does.
People that have went through his skills as well.
Exactly. I mean, he makes a living out of that. And there's a reason he does, because he's really good at what he does. And I'm not taking that away from him. I can't exactly what he can do, but he doesn't know what I can do yet. So
very true, because he's been using dirty tactics. But
but just don't underestimate me, because that's probably the worst thing you could do.
If anybody's listening, wants to get in contact with Caden King, how do we find you?
You can get me on my Facebook, SSW Caden King Official. You've got my Twitter page, just the same name, SSW Caden King Official. Yeah, just contact me over Facebook, Twitter. I'm on all of it, Instagram. It's all just the same name.
Spot on. Well, thanks very much for Caden King.
Cheers for having me. On the show. Thank you.
Hopefully, the next time we speak to you, you will be the SSW Heavyweight Champion.
I can see that being true.
Okay. And Dave, you want to give SSW's info?
Yep. You can get us through the website sswrestling.com. You can find us on, just search for Scottish School of Wrestling on Facebook, or you can get us on Twitter at SSWEvil.
So just drop us a message there.
Got a smashing on demand service, is that right?
If you're going to go into Pivot Share and search SSW Network, it'll take you straight to it. It's $4.99 a month.
And tell me this, your website's been under construction for about 10 years. Is it ever going to be fixed?
It's back up now, is it now?
No, it still says under construction. It? It? Oh. I mean, you can get any of the roster and things like that, but it still says under construction.
There's different bits we added because we've been redoing the training school. Yeah. So, and we need to link the network into it. So that'll be the next thing getting done.
Nice one, nice one. Caden, do you want to close the show for me?
Yeah, just thank you for having me. Get along to all the SOW shows. They're monthly at the Regal Theatre. You can get us on, as Dave said, Facebook page. All the dates are on it, and hopefully see you there. Thank you.
Thank you.